7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. At the sound of the tone, it'll be 1930 UTC. That means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Glad you could join me here for another exciting episode of What the Heck is Going On? Anyway, I've got some tea. I need to drink it, so let's pour it. Oh, there's not much left. Yeah, I think this is about it. That's okay, because I've already drank the entire pot. What am I drinking today? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Daddy. Yes. I'm drinking Gingin May. Oh, I'm drinking the good Gingin May. Oh, I hope the committee will remember that before I went into the hospital and everything, I mentioned that I ordered some Gingin May. Well, it came while I was convalescing, and I got to drink it a lot, and it is very good. It's extremely delicious, and I love it, I love it, I love it. And now I can drink I can drink Gingin May more often because I bought an entire gin, and that will last me probably a year. Not that that much would last a year if I drank it every day. I just mean between all the other teas I drink, all the Dahong Pao and all the Chie Guan Yins. Oh, it's going to last me a while. Oh, yeah, so I'm pretty happy, pretty excited. So what are we doing today? Well, let's get out of the car. Okay, yeah. That'll work. All right, where are we today? What are we doing? Well, I've decided to come out to the Heronry. I'm out at Tranquility Park. I'm a mile, maybe a mile, at least a kilometer and a half north of Heronhaven, along the Papio Creek. And as I look up into the sky, I am seeing large birds, but these are not the large birds I am looking for. These are turkey vultures. There are turkey vultures flying around. All right, so what are we doing? We've come out here to visit the Heronry, but I've got some good news and some bad news. Let's see, when was it? One day when I was driving back from the hospital, I wasn't driving, the emeritus was driving, and I said, we were going to go right by here. So I said, hey, pull into the Heronry, let's look for herons. So we pulled in, and I got out and waddled over here, and I saw, I can't remember, 7 or 8, and so we can assume there was probably some females sitting down in the nests. So there's probably a dozen out here. But then we came out here again a few days ago, earlier this week. It was probably Monday or Tuesday. And when we were out here, there weren't any herons. There was no herons anywhere. And then while I was standing here going, why are there no herons out here? My parents' neighbor, Betty, she showed up. She was walking along the path and just sort of surprised me with the dog. This is where she walks her dog. And we run into Betty a lot on Dubious Goals Committee because she's either here or she's in the secret mushroom area or she's at, that's not a hawk. Or she's at Heronhaven. I mean, that's not a vulture. Yeah, a hawk just flew in, red tail. So I was talking to Betty, hey, there's no herons out here. And she said, yeah. And she said she saw an owl earlier. Owls are raptors, and maybe they decided not to hang out, all our heron buddies. I'm hearing our little flicker woodpeckers, though. Bra, bra, bra. And so I was concerned, because she thought maybe the raptors had chased off the herons. And then she went walking off with the dog, and I was hanging out some more looking for birds, and that's when I saw three red tails. So maybe they did get scared off by raptors. But I can report to you that that's not the case, because I can see one heron up there. I can see two. There are two hanging out in the nests. There's probably more that I just can't see. So, yeah, we're good. We are good. And now I can't, yeah, okay, so let's head into the little forested area here and see what we can see. Because this will also give us a good look across the creek into the cornfield, where we often find herons just standing around. Maybe we can hear some while we're under here. Yeah, this is not a good angle for seeing them up in the tree, because you're basically just looking at the bottom of nests. Okay, let's find me some birds. I saw one sitting up, but now that bird is apparently sitting back down. It's kind of still right now, so I'm listening for any kind of chatter. But I'm not hearing any heron chatter, I'm just hearing other bird sounds. And now I'm trying to look across the creek. I'm looking for herons. Blue herons, they live in trees. Blue herons, they do as they please. They fly over to Heron Haven, eat some fish. Then they come back and hang around. And I am looking for blue herons up in the tree, because that's where they are normally, but I'm not seeing many right now. Okay, so I'm walking, I'm directly under the two heron trees. I guess technically it's three heron trees. Oh, then one point in time I was driving down Military, the next big street over, and I saw some in the other heron tree. There's another heron tree. It's about another click upstream, and there's like four or five nests in there, and I could have sworn I saw at least four herons. I keep hearing some scritty, 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 scritty. Is there a squirrel running around in the trees somewhere? I cannot see any squirrels, but that's okay. It's kind of cool today. It's less than 10 degrees Celsius. But I don't care, because it's nice and sunny, and it's not windy. And so, yeah, you can probably hear that flicker, that woodpecker. Okay, now I see him. Now I see him. And there's one flying towards me. There's two flying somewhere. Okay, I can see at least one more in the cornfield. Okay, so there was four in the cornfield, probably males, collecting. We need to go up here further. Collecting nesting materials. And so two of them just flew off, but they didn't fly like towards me or away from me. They just were sort of flying in an upstream direction. I'm looking around, I'm looking up, and now I can't see anything across the creek. They're in the cornfield, and I saw at least one other one just standing there. I thought I saw two, but I couldn't tell if that was a heron or if it was something else. Yeah, we got one. Now see, is that a heron, or is that just some kind of piece of trash wrapped around a cornstalk. That looks like a hare. There's another one. He's flapping and flying. Where's he going? Is he coming this way? These could be herons from the other tree that's a kilometer downstream. Okay. Yeah, there's definitely one over there standing tall. And then I think that's one. Okay, so there's... we are seeing plenty of herons. Yeah, that is another one right there. We got one, two, three that are still hanging out over there. And three got up and started flying. Okay. Now what's that sound I just heard? I'm over here, I'm between some trees. I am now heading down into the creek bed in my usual favorite spot, over here where the horsetail will grow. Is there a horsetail there? And now I'm sort of eye level with the ground on the other side of the creek. And this is not the best vantage point. No, I need to be a little bit higher up. But while we're here, while we're down here, let's get in here. Let's get down in here a minute. See if there's any other kinds of dudes hanging around out here at the heronry. And where are the herons going? That's what I want to know. Oh, I see one. I see one. He's landed on top of a tree way over there. And the branch he's on isn't strong enough to hold his weight, so he's having to flap his wings. Yeah, he moved a little bit. Yeah, okay. I think I see another one in the tree over there. Hey, I see nests over there. I see more nests. There are more heron nests out there. There's another heron tree. It's about, what, 300 meters away from me? Maybe 400, maybe half a click. This is not the other tree I was talking about. The other tree is much further upstream, but it looks like, hey, something's been running around up in here. There's a dude path. Is it going up to that tree? Is there a mati den under that tree? There's a path here that animals have been taking. All right, I'm down at the next level. Here's my horsetail plants. They're still here. I want to try something with these. I haven't done this since I was a kid. But if I remember correctly, you can just snap these segments off. Now that this is dry. Oh wow, there's some more gonna come up. No, it's too tough. It won't snap just right. Not dry enough, I guess. But let me check under this tree. Is this an active marmot den? Is this fresh dug dirt? I can't really tell. I can't quite get up close enough to it. There's a lot of branches that have fallen. A lot of dead branches. All right, so I'm now checking the creek valley. I'm a good... how high am I off the water? Man, I could be 8 meters off the water. I'm still up high even though I'm halfway down. That's how deep this can be. And boy, when this floods, it doesn't flood. This is the flood control area. When it rains a lot, there's water up to where I am at least. Very dangerous, very dangerous. I'm looking for animals. Looking for deer is what I'm looking for, because this is about that time when we see deer. We should start seeing deer any day now. And as I'm standing here, I'm going to crank my exoskeleton up a little bit. Yeah. I'm a wind-up toy now. Pretty excited about it. There's a funny little path right across the creek from me. Looks like some dudes have been walking around there. don't know what kinds of dudes. We're probably getting, you know, raccoons down here and marmots, maybe some possums. Oh, and there might have been a possum in my backyard last night. I was sitting at my computer with the window open right next to me, and I can hear into my backyard. There was some funny sounds in the, quote, garden, end quote. I have this little patch of land by my stairs. It's kind of under my deck where I used to try to grow stuff, but I haven't in a long time. And so now it's just a lot of leaves, and somebody, some kind of dude, was poking its way through that stuff very slowly and very deliberately. And that's kind of how that's how possums act. Possums are kind of slow. Don't get me wrong, they can run away from you, but if they're not being hassled, they'll just sort of plod along slowly, sniffing at stuff, checking things out, eating bugs and stuff, doing, you know, possum business. And although I did not see the possum, I'm pretty sure I heard it. All right. I've climbed back out of the creek so that I can look across again. I hear something weird. That's just the wind blowing the trees or something. Now, this is about as far as I can go. I mean, the path keeps going, but my view of the creek and stuff gets blocked. So, although standing right about here is a good place to be, if you're looking that way. But that's not where my herons are. Oh, I see one flying around over there by that tree. And it looks like he's landing in that tree. Yes, he is. Okay, so there's at least four over there in that tree complex, that nest complex. There's at least two above me. Well, they're not directly above me. They're sort of over there. So we can kind of assume that there's six herons. So it's a good day for birds. I've seen six herons and two turkey vultures, a red-tailed hawk. And now I'm walking out of the little area that I was in, and I'm heading upstream. We can't see anything now because there's a lot of, what is this, sumac? No, it's not sumac, something else small and light and brambly between me and the creek. Towards my, wait, that's to my right. To my left is a softball complex. Some guys are working on it. There's like four softball fields here. It's all lighted up. Softball's pretty big around here. You know, bar teams. There's semi-competitive teams and stuff. The bar league. Okay, I want to come down here. See if I can. Oh, I don't know. Can I see anything from here? Yeah, not really. Let's keep going. I want to see if we can get up here around this marmot area. There's a known marmot area right up here. And I'm also trying to look down the corridor, look down the creek corridor. What's that sound? What is that sound? Oh, what is this path? There's a path right here. An animal path that leads right up. There goes a blue jay? Leads right up to this loggy area. That also looks like it would be fun for marmots. But I see no marmot-y evidence right around here. Hell, I could almost walk down there, but there's a slope here that I don't like. I'm not supposed to bend over very far and stretch. I'm not supposed to twist. And so I've got this carapace on me to prevent such behaviors. But I'm afraid if I go down that slope, I will either twist or bend over too far or do something that would be detrimental to my rapidly healing surgery incision. And I'd like to keep it that way. I want to heal all the way and be Mr. Healthy Boy. All right. Now, yeah. Okay, from here, what was that? That's heron sounds. Oh, here's one flying over. Oh, he's kind of flying towards me. Oh, yeah. And he just landed in that tree that we were sort of looking at just a second ago. He's not in the tree with the nests. He's just in this tree taking a break. But that's not the one that I heard talking. I heard some heron squawks coming from the field over there. All right. So now we're in the known marmot area. I don't see any marmots, but there is a hole right up here that I'm approaching rather loudly. Let's check the hole. Huh. Hard to tell. Okay. There's another one flying. Not a marmot. Another heron. Okay, there's another one flying. We've got herons flying all around. Where'd that guy... Oh, yep. There's one, two flying around there. Leaving the cornfield. Did they see me? This cornfield is sort of split right here with another little creek that winds down into the big creek here. I'm wondering, did any come over to this other field? I don't see any. Yeah, and the other tree, way down there, yeah, we can't really see it from here. But I think all the herons then, are they flying back to the nest tree that we just left behind? Maybe they did, so let's head back there and see if we can find us some more herons. I'm tripping over stuff. What's that flying behind me? Oh my god, right there, big blue heron. Where was he? He must have been like standing over there. Or maybe he was in that tree. No, he must have been standing in that little defilade and I couldn't see him. And then now where did he go? Oh yeah, he's flying back over to that other, nearer heron tree. Okay, yeah, we got herons. We got herons galore. Galore, I say. Gotta wind me up a little bit more here. Click, 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 click. Click, 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 click. Now, these trees to my right, there's a nest in this tree, but it's not very big. Probably not a heron nest. Wait, what's that sound? I think I can hear herons talking. In that tree that we just were looking at. Okay. Now, that heron that came flying in and landed in one of these trees. Which tree did he land in? Where did he go? It's kind of clear. Yeah, there he is. But there's some high wispy cirrus clouds. And so I'm sort of looking at black silhouettes on a white background in a tree. He was just moving, so I can see him. He's up there. There's no nest up there. So this is just a big blue bird hanging out in a tree for no reason. Well, I'm sure that he has good reasons. Protection from predators, etc. Okay, he looks very nice up there. Or wait, is that a nest? Is he or she making a nest? Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm seeing a nest being made, because now he's pulling at the twigs on the tree and breaking them off to incorporate them, she probably, to incorporate them into the nest. So yay. We got more nest building. That's good. I'm starting to get a little winded. It's been a while since I've got such good exercise. I'm enjoying it. It also doesn't help that my full body exoskeleton, my powered suit, my mobile suit, gun damn it, squeezes my guts and my chest so much that maybe I just can't breathe properly because of that. Yeah, I need to add some assisted breathing electronics to this. I just need to add a couple servos that squeeze and then release. Squeeze and release for proper... Oh, here's one right above me. He's circling. He's circling. He's turning back upwind and he's landing. I think he landed in the nesting tree. So that's good. There are herons out here. You just sort of have to look for them. They're not, you know, they're not just hanging out in their nests being obvious. Hi, we're obvious herons. There's a guy flying around. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Big old birds flying in the sky. And, where's this guy? Oh, maybe I spooked him, because now he's flying off. No, he's flying back to where he was. You should see the shadows that these things throw. He's heading back over into the cornfield. Probably to gather more nesting materials. And I thought I heard another funny heron sound. You know, when they're not rattling, they kind of go... Alright. Now, I've got a good, not the best angle, but looking up into the trees, is there a heron head sticking out of that nest? No, I can't tell. Oh, wait, do I see one? I can't tell. This is a bad angle. But we know that they're out here. We know that they're up there having fun in the sun like I am. I guess it's just that time of day when they're building nests and fishing for delicious, yummy fishies. Eating up all those 4-inch bluegill fingerlings that are over in Heron Haven. Oh man. I can't wait for those to grow. You know, back before they quote fixed end quote Heron Haven, we had those giant carp, 2.5 feet long, 60, 75 centimeters. That's a big fish. All right, I just walked under the nesting trees, and I'm gonna try to get out here. Oh, I just heard another squawk. It was far away though, squawk. That was a heron, for certain. Now that I'm sort of back out where I came from, we look back up into the nests, and I can't immediately see any, but that's okay. We can see some other time on another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on non-radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.